You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. From tests to T20, William Hill In-Play Radio brings you the best bets in the world of cricket. With dedicated experts including ex-England and Yorkshire batsman Anthony McGrath, we've got our eyes on everything from the match betting to the next over. In-Play Radio, your eyes on a world of betting.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Cricket Podcast. We're going to look ahead to the second one-day international between England and New Zealand. My name is Mark Walton and I'm joined once again by former England cricketer Anthony McGrath. How are you, Anthony?
Very well, thank you.
Good man. We'll start with a quick look back at the first one-day international. Could you have seen that coming? That was quite a remarkable performance.
Absolutely incredible. I think you've got to give a lot of credit to England, and I think that's what everyone's been crying out for. I don't think anyone expected over 400 in the wildest dreams, but the way Joe Root, Josh Butler and everyone played were a real breath of fresh air, and hopefully, I mean, we've had some false dawns in the past. That's exciting things to come.
You mentioned England getting past 400 there, Anthony. It's the highest one-day score they've ever scored in. It was 408. You wouldn't have put anybody else's money on that, would you?
No. I mean, I think we knew England were going to be more positive and go out with this attacking intent. But, you know, they have said that in the past. But the way they played, I mean, it was just incredible. And to score over 400 is just against the World Cup finalists as well, New Zealand. I don't think anyone could have predicted that.
No. We'll talk about a couple of the standout players as well. Josh Butler and Joe Root, 129 and 104 each. That was off 66 balls and 71 balls, respectively. The second and fourth highest or quickest centuries in England's history. So they were really outstanding, weren't they?
Yeah, they were. And I think the thing for me, I mean, England lost a wicket on the first delivery of the match, and normally you would see a team go into the shell and try to rebuild. But England did absolutely the opposite. They just came out, played the shots from that second ball after losing the early wicket. And every time they lost a wicket, normally the England teams have a 3 or 4 over spell to rebuild, but they just kept coming out and hitting 4s and 6s, and it was just an onslaught, really. And it was really refreshing to see, and really good signs for the future.
Yeah, Sareen Botham's heralded as a new England. Do you see it that way yourself? Can you make that call after just one game?
No, I don't think you can. I mean, we tend to get a little bit carried away, don't we, in this country? But there's certainly good signs. I think everyone's been saying, let's pick these guys from county cricket who are exciting in its boundaries. So we've got them now. But I think what we have to do is just be a little bit cautious, because there's going to be times, if you play like that, you're going to be bowled out for, 100, 150. So as long as they get the backing when things don't go too well, I think it's the consistency we're looking for now.
Yeah, and the next step is at the Oval. England are 6-5, New Zealand 4-6. Our traders aren't convinced, Anthony. New Zealand still odds on for this second one-day international. How do you see it going yourself?
Yeah, I think for me, two things from the first one-day international, which I think tips in England's favour right from the start, was the omission of Corey Anderson and Southee for New Zealand. Integral parts of their one-day outfit. You're on there to see the winter for that, especially Corey Anderson. And I'd be just keeping an eye on the team news before this. If Anderson and Southee are out, I'd be back in England. And I think if them two come back in, I think that gives New Zealand the advantage. So I'm not trying to sit on the fence, but I'd be just watching out for that team news, because New Zealand played two spinners. That didn't work. England really got after them. And I think the backup bowlers they've got, especially with the injury of Milne, are probably not as good as the trio of Southee, Bolt, McLennan and Anderson when he's there. So just keep an eye on that. If them two are fit, though, I'm going to say New Zealand.
OK, so, yeah, if New Zealand turn up with a full squad, then they'll win.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, 4-6 about New Zealand there then. As we usually do, let's move on to the individual markets. Top England batsman, headed by Joe Root, who's 100-30. Alex Hales is 7-2. James Taylor, 9-2. Jason Roy is also 9-2. Owen Morgan, 11-2. Ben Stokes, 6-1. Josh Butler there at 7-1. And 14s or bigger for the others. Who are you looking at in the second one-day international?
Well, I guess the two obvious would be Root and Josh Butler after the heroics at Edgbaston. I'm going to stick with the man I picked for the first one. I thought he looked good. He was unlucky to get out. He was just getting into his stride. So I'm going to stick with Alex Hales from my pick from the first one day too.
Okay, Alex Hale, 72 there in the market for England. For New Zealand, Brendan McCullum is the 130 favourite. Kane Williamson, another at 130, so a joint favourite. 72 for Martin Guptill. Ross Taylor is 92. Latham is 5s. Elliot 7s and 9-1 are bigger prices for the others. Who do you side with for New Zealand?
Yeah, again, talented lineup. I think you've tried got to go with a little bit of form, and the man who's just showing a bit of form. I mean, I've been speaking up Guptill, but he's not done it for the last few innings. I'm going to go with Ross Taylor. He scored some runs in the test. He scored runs in the warm-up one day against Leicester, and he top scored the other day for New Zealand. So I think at 9-2, I think he is. I think that represents some good value, and he looks in a bit of nick at the moment.
Yeah, 9-2, yeah. So nice bit of price there. Top England bowler then, Stephen Finn is 3-1. Adil Rashid is 7-2 with Chris Jordan and Liam Plunkett. 4-1 for Ben Stokes and Mark Wood. 5s for David Willey, and Joe Root is the 12-1 outsider in that market. Who would you side with ball in hand for England?
Adil Rashid. I picked him the other day and he didn't disappoint. I think any other one day international, he'd have got man of the match. He was superb. 60-odd runs, 4 wickets. And I think it's something England have been crying out for, just that mystery, especially against the lower order. If you looked at his wickets, a couple of googlies, Bol Ronki and LBW to McLennan. And I think that's what he can do for England if they give him a chance. So I like the way Owen Morgan used him. He used him as an attacking threat. And if he does that again, especially against the lower order, I can see him picking up another 3 or 4. So for me, Adil Rashid.
Sticking with Rashid then. For England, in terms of New Zealand, Trent Bolt is the 9-4 market leader. Tim Southee is 11-4. McGlennon is 100-30. Henry is 7-2. Ben Wheeler, 9-2. Corey Anderson, 9-2 as well, and 11-2 or bigger for the others. Who do you like there?
I'm going to stick safe. Again, because of the team news, I'm not sure who's playing, but still he's one of their best bowlers, Trent Bolt. 4 wickets again the other day. We saw him in the test matches as well. Saw him in the World Cup. Outstanding left-arm bowler. And I think, you're pretty safe with Trent Bolt.
Safe with Trent Bolt, then. Any other markets on the website that you'd like the look of?
Yeah, there's a couple. I mean, we saw 15 sixes the other day, which were incredible. I don't think there's a six market up yet, but the oval will be another good wicket. So I think if there's a total match sixes around that mark, I'd be going over on that. It's interesting. Team with more sixes. I think England are 5-4 to hit more sixes. They hit 14 at Edgbaston to New Zealand's 1. I know New Zealand had an off day, but that's something to keep in mind. But I think my best bet, I mentioned it the other day, I thought it was an outstanding bet, which was a century to be scored in a game. And I can just see runs again flowing because both teams are batting strong. So I think it's 4-5, pretty short. But I think it's, given the weather, I think it's a very, very good chance we'll have at least a couple of centuries in this match.
All right. Plenty of runs to come here as well, then, hopefully. Headline offers as well before you go, Anthony. Some of them it could be of interest here. The likes of Trent Bolt, top New Zealand bowler, New Zealand to win. That's 4-1 if you fancy that.
Yeah, well, on the headline offers, I think if Southee and Anderson are fit, I like the look of Bolt top wicket taker and New Zealand win. If not, I really like the England win and most sixes. I think that's 5-2.
Yep.
I think that's a really good bet. So just keep your eye out on the team news. And as I say, if them two are out, especially with England's form they're in, I think that's a really, really exciting price.
Yeah, and with that team news in mind, if those two players are out, Adil Rashid to top England to be top England bowler in England to win, you've put him up as the top wicket taker. 9-1 for that.
Woof. Well, that's another one. Again, just again, keep the eye on the team news. But there's some outstanding value there in the second one day international.
Best bet for that?
I think the century. Yeah, it's a short price, but I think it's I think nailed on. 2 centuries the other day, could have been more. Plenty of runs, so I don't see any change there.
Good stuff. Thank you very much. A pleasure to talk to you again. Good luck and enjoy the second one day.
Cheers, no problem. Thank you.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.